With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Bubba.
What?
You know people right now listening on the radio.com app or in their cars or wherever we're getting tweets about it. So angry that you played.
Why?
I don't care. It's a new Taylor Swift song.
What?
So mad that you went to a song while you put her on hold when she's like, oh, I found something.
I get nervous.
All right, just stop. Just get to it.
I get
People
nervous.
Are angry. At
Don't
you.
Get mad. I'm sorry. I get nervous. I need a break. And my old man heart can't take this much stress.
Angry.
Abby.
Yes.
Ooh, I thought you were gone. I was going to be like, please.
It's like she hung up.
Oh, wait, so
that
here.
You mean.
Oh, my God. You seem like such a sweetheart. All right, Abby, so you found something. So I would assume since the lockbox wasn't in the space, you found something in the toolbox? No. Oh, no. So did you say you went downstairs with a flashlight?
Yeah.
So you, but I thought, okay, all right, but you used the flashlight from your phone, but maybe that wasn't, I don't know.
What are you doing? Just let her talk.
I'm nervous.
Jeez. Go ahead, Abby.
All right, Abby.
So I went back into the hole, the little crawl space.
Oh, is that what you refer to as the hole?
Yeah, now it's my hole. Abby's hole of whatever it is. And I see a piece of paper. And I pull out this little piece of paper. It's partially torn. And it's obviously some sort of receipt of some kind. And I look at it. And it's a receipt from a pharmacy.
What?
And
if 3.8 seconds ago you'd have asked me what the receipt was, I would have been like, a hotel room, a pharmacy.
So listen, Melanie, Bubba, the Bubba Show family, I just want to thank you for everything you've done. You know, I listen to you guys every day and I how you help people, and never in a million years would I think that I would have been on the radio asking for advice, but here I was. And, you know, I've taken a lot of criticism for sharing my personal life on the radio, and a lot of people think that I'm out of line, but I just want to tell you this after this whole, you know, we've been together a couple mornings now. I don't want to embarrass my husband on the radio.
I think I know
what was in the lockbox.
What?
I also think I know why he hid it from me, and there's nothing horrible happening. I actually feel bad for him. But he's not a serial killer. There's nothing devious happening. So I just want to thank you for your concern. But in the end, I think we're going to be okay.
Okay, so
I'm lost.
So can I ask you, if I guess correctly, will you confirm my guess? Because I get a guess.
Maybe it's none of our business.
You can guess, but I'm not sure. I can't confirm anything.
So, can you? Okay, I won't guess, but let me ask you this. So I want to make sure, because if I don't ask these questions, our Bubba Show family doesn't like me to begin with. They will really not like me. Okay, let me make sure I understand. So whatever you saw on this pharmacy receipt in the crawl space, also known as the hole, you believe is the clue that you need to let you know what he was keeping in the
strong box.
Box.
Yes. And I just plan on dropping it and going back to my life.
Dropping it with your husband, or are you going to tell him what you know? Now, aren't you at all worried? Okay, time out. Time out. Like a little kid. But aren't you at all worried at this point that he's going to figure out that you're Abby on the radio? Like, isn't he going to have a friend or somebody?
He might.
He's
going
to be like, I heard your wife.
He actually doesn't listen to the radio, as far as I know. And no one has told him or has mentioned it, at least not that I'm aware of. So I'm just going with it. We're going to be good.
You're not going to confront him about it at all?
No.
So this is not a confrontational kind of thing. So that's not. We've had some of the most ridiculous things. We've had people that, like, it's all the teeth of the people that he's murdered. But I always said that's ridiculous. So let me ask you this. It's not, my guess was a gun,
drugs,
or marijuana. Those were two my, would you think it's either one of my guesses, drugs or maybe marijuana that he didn't want you to know about?
No,
I told you I'm not going to say anything, Bubba.
Let me ask her something.
I'm not going to say anything.
You ask.
Abby, do you feel slightly betrayed, though, on how he went about all of this? Instead of just talking to you about this pharmaceutical thing, maybe, that whatever it is?
Honestly, at first I wish he did, but I understand why he didn't. And I honestly feel bad.
Because our Bubba Show family used the word gaslighting, and that's basically how he was. He was making you feel a little bit crazy and psychologically twisting things around to make you feel dumb and stupid. No, that wasn't the box, babe. There was a toolbox the whole time. I don't know what you're... I mean, he made you lose it for a minute.
He did. But I understand...
Okay.
Why?
Right. Abby.
And I can forgive him for that.
All right. That's none of our business, Bob. It's none of whatever.
I feel
is confident enough to know what the hell it is.
I feel like, Abby, you put us on a roller coaster, and I keep waiting for the loop-de-loop to, like, get the real excitement.
I know. I'm sorry.
And I feel like, oh, okay, not yet. Oh, okay, not yet. Oh, okay, not yet. All right. But listen.
I understand that you want and need to know. I think that this lockbox would take the city of Pittsburgh by storm.
Time out. I'm going to give you a timeout. In the end. Oh. While this, listen, I'm not going to lie to you. Abby, you provided us great radio. I'm not going to lie. You did. You provided us great radio because we were all bought in on your thing, okay? But in the end, what Melanie and I do on this radio program is try to genuinely help people. So as much as I'll sit here and say to you something along the lines of, oh my God, tell us, we need to know. In the end, you being okay is way more important than some gotcha moment at the end of this. Because you, like us, are just living our lives on the radio. And I am beyond blessed and thankful that people like you, Abby, and the hundreds or thousands or however many people that listen to Bubba Show confide in us, share with us, participate with us, and do things like you've done. And if in the end, the result isn't like a, whoa, can you believe that happened? And the result is, I'm okay. I'd much rather have a Abby's okay than a wow gotcha moment. That's just me being real. I mean, as much as I sit back and think to myself, ooh, what could it be? Something dark and devious. I'd much rather you say, it's okay. That's way more important because you're more important than the gotcha moment on the air.
Right.
So Abby,
I know you guys have helped so many people, so I really appreciate all of what
Abby,
you do.
Well, we're going to start taking phone calls on people that are going to guess. Don't be offended, because that's what's going to happen.
Oh, we've already had people on social media, texting, everything.
I love you, Abby.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye. Wait. Oh, she's gone. Bub, did I understand her right that she's not even going to confront him?
Nope, not even going to say a word, though. I have an idea.
I do, too.
I'm guessing our Bubba Show family has ideas, too, at 412-922-1007.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.